Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Second hour number two of the Odd Couple, a three-hour show. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, who joins us every Monday during the NFL season, and he'll be here in about 30 minutes. And I see Rob Parker got the wave cap on. So what, you trying to grow some waves, man, or what?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Are you?
For the new year.
Wow.
Let me take it off.
Ever have a lot of waves?
I did at one point. In my 20s when I got married, I remember it was a topic of conversation.
You were in your 30s, weren't you, when you got married?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. I was. Right. I wasn't in my 20s. I was 33 when I got married. Right. Early 30s. Yeah, I had a little waves going on, you know, when I had all my hair in the front, you know. I'm telling you, aging, Chris, is just...
I am a ways behind you, but...
But you got 5 years is a long time. No, it's a big difference.
Well, you about to turn 50.
I'll be 59 in a few days.
Wow. Yeah, it's you know what I always say when somebody says something about aging, Rob? Beats the alternative.
No, I agree. You know I'm not complaining.
But
you kidding?
Something.
I'm very happy to be where I'm at. You know what I mean? And I'm 50.
Well,
I'll
Rob,
be 50.
We say it. I think our job. There are certain jobs, if you work in the music industry, obviously we work in the sports industry,
right,
that keep you young. I mean, I think in general, obviously people are, you know.
I agree with that,
a little
though.
Younger. You know, I still work out. I'm 54 years old. My dad wasn't even close to working out at 54. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's just a different.
It's totally different.
We do more, yeah. But I think our job also keeps us young.
Yes, I agree with that, and I feel like a young 59. Like when I was a kid, if you would have told me about 59, I was like, "Oh,
how about 39?"
Right?
really?
But it's just like Chris. I just go, but I'll tell you this, and you know this because you're getting older. But the years fly by. Like I can remember like vividly being 29, and now I'm almost 59, and. And just how It wasn't that long ago. I was having my 50th birthday party. That was 9 years ago. Like, how? like seriously.
No, right. You are absolutely right. I've told this story
You got
before.
Your daughters, and you see your daughters grow. You know what I mean? So you have you get to see a little bit different because you had them when they were a day old, and now you look at them and they're, you know, young
24,
women.
About to be 25. But it flies, Rob. And I remember, I think I've told you this before, when I turned 36, I said to my dad, man, the second 18 years of my life went a lot faster than the first 18. And he was like, wait till the next 18. You know, and it's true. I just reached the next 18. And you're right. It does fly. So, man, you just got to enjoy every day. Enjoy where you're at and live in that present, you know, while taking care of your future. But do that. And that's what we try to do on the iCouple. All right, Rob, speaking of old, this is just a natural and easy segue. You set it on a platter for me.
You know, it's like you're a writer or something, right?
Okay, right. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Rob, clinched the playoff berth yesterday. They beat the Panthers 30-24. Brady was, I got to give it to him. He hasn't had a great season, but he was great yesterday. 432 yards passing. Three touchdowns in the air, one running on a QB sneak, no picks. And the Bucs are in, Rob. They will, you know, I think they're going to get Dallas. That's who they get if it started today. And they have the home field advantage. So I want to ask you this. Do you think they are dangerous? They got the guy, those two words scare each other, scare people, Tom Brady. Do you think they're dangerous in the playoffs?
I don't know. The Bucs, to me, even when I look at some of their wins this year and teams, you know, where they played awful the 3.5 quarters and then beat a couple games. A lot of their games, that's how the recipe. There was just a lot of things that didn't look right. I know it worked. Everything worked yesterday. But I don't know. Can they outscore the Cowboys? Now, the Cowboys, we know their history. But if you look at those two teams on paper, I don't care where the game is, I think Dallas should beat them.
Should.
That's all. Should. You heard me.
But we know, neither of us have faith. I'm going to say this.
You heard what I said. Should. I'm not saying
that. There's no doubt they should. And I don't know. We'll see if it happens who I'll pick. Right now, Rob, I got to be honest. I would be leaning Tampa. And I don't. Let me state this. I don't think Tampa can win the NFC.
Right.
I mean, obviously, anything's possible, but no, I don't think they will win the NFC. But I do think they could beat Dallas, largely because Dallas, Rob, I don't know.
It could be a meltdown. We've seen teams melt down to Tom Brady. Last year, was it last year, Chris? I forget when the Rams won.
Well, they almost
last
beat
year.
The Rams last year.
But do you remember the Rams? But they melted down. They fumbled the ball four times. I mean, like things like that happen. You give Brady the ball back, and then all of a sudden he's making a throw here or whatever, and then you're in trouble. If you remember, the Rams almost choked that game away.
We always talk about it. That was San Francisco.
Right.
The dropped interception.
Well, that was the Rams. Yeah. Right.
Right. But no, yeah, I think obviously nobody wants to really write off Tom Brady. We've seen him do it too many times, but I'm writing him off. I don't, as far as winning the NFC, I mean, yeah, like I said, they could beat
Dallas.
They
might win a game or so, right? I got you.
But Rob, they got no run game, none. It's the worst in the league.
Which is shocking.
And, yeah, and because Fournette has been good for them. But even yesterday against Carolina, they only rushed for 67 yards. And if you look at it, Rob, yesterday, you saw all their touchdowns. Brady's three touchdowns were essentially bombs. I mean, one was 30 yards, the last one. But the other two were, one was a 57-yarder to Mike Evans. One was a 63-yarder.
Right.
That's bad defense. By Carolina. Evans is great. I think he'll be a Hall of Famer. And
you
Brady
can't give up that kind
Brady.
Of yardage, Chris, on three touchdowns.
No, that's bad defense.
Right.
And they're not going to face that type of poor defense in the playoffs. And, Rob, they are bad in the red zone. They got the
all
eighth
year,
worst
Chris,
percentage
all
of scoring
year.
Touchdowns. Yep. Even yesterday, they scored one touchdown in three trips. to the red zone. And that's the bomb saved them. It was the big plays, but they couldn't do the meat and potato stuff of pushing it in once they got into the red zone. And so like I said, for those reasons, Rob, I don't think they can win the NFC. Now, of course, we've said it. This conference is more open than anything in recent memory, Rob. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be shocked if they do, but I'm writing them off. I'm saying no. And, you know, I like Tom Brady.
But you're being realistic about how they look.
Yep.
The stuff that's happened this year, you just talked about it. The red zone, the struggle every week, Chris. It's a struggle. Every game is a struggle.
Against bad teams.
And we've seen it. And you just automatically think, they'll just go. Now, when you start to look at, the games that they won and what happened and how they had three field goals going into the final 8 minutes, and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the other team turns the ball over, then you score a touchdown, and then you kick a field goal, and then it looks good. They won by 16
and
points.
And it's a dramatic comeback and
yes.
all that. Right. But why did you have to come back against the Saints?
Against some bad team. But that's where the Bucs are.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm with you on that. I tell you what yesterday did make me think, though, Rob. If I'm the Raiders, I'm going after Tom Brady. That's who I want next year, if I'm them. Because I think he's in at a level of his play or his career where he needs tons around him, Rob. He's not going to – I've said that his last year in New England, that he needed –
He can't
lift
do it
guys.
Himself, right.
Right. And I don't think Tampa's going to – barring, if they make a run that neither of us foresee, that's one thing. But I don't think they have enough for him. And I think the Raiders with Devontae Adams, Rob, they got the run game with Josh Jacobs. Obviously, he's got a history with Josh McDaniels. I think that if I'm the Raiders – and here's the other thing, Rob. And I know Jarrett Stidham was pretty good yesterday, but obviously he's not your quarterback of the future. You, to me, and Devontae Adams was professional. He played great yesterday. But, Rob, you heard Devontae Adams when Derek Carr.
Be sick, Chris. I would be sick. I don't care. Because there's no guarantee who you're going to get. Imagine if they could
get a rookie,
And this guy's going to be like, I just rolled the dice on my a Hall of Fame career.
Right.
Rolled the dice thinking I was going to go with this dude who's going to be there. They just signed him to a new contract, and now he's out the door. Devontae had every right to be like...
Totally. And that's why I give him credit yesterday. I mean, look, it's their job to go out and play.
He's going to play, right. But he was dropped the ball or whatever.
He did a great job. And, Rob, don't you think, though, that you got to get a quarterback, if Devontae's in your future plans, that he's going to be like, okay. Like, you bring in Tom Brady, and Adams is going to be like, he's not going to complain about that, right? And so I think that's the guy if I'm them. And, Rob, if I'm the Jets, I'm going after Derek Carr. Maybe even the Giants too.
I agree, both of them.
Try to trade for him.
Because the Jets, and this is where I don't want to get sidetracked, but this is what I was saying, Chris. What they did is twofold because, Zach is done there, right? So
it wasn't just on the roster.
But it wasn't just like you're making a change here. When they did that, they put a lot in the pot for Mike White, and he didn't deliver for you. No touchdowns in the last
but
three
you
starts.
Don't you think they knew? I mean, I don't want to say knew, but I don't think they went to Mike White thinking, okay, this is our quarterback of the future.
No,
I think they were just like, look, he's playing better. We got a great defense. We got a chance to win now. Let's go with him right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, and here's where I just real quick, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Zach has the bad game against the Patriots, right?
Right.
Chris, the Patriots had beaten him 15 times in a row. I'm not making an excuse. He played poorly. He was terrible. Right. But then you don't dress him.
right, for the next game. And then you give Mike White the game to play against the Bears, a bad defense, right? He throws three touchdowns. He looks like that guy. That's the game that they should have given to Zach, not to Mike White, okay? I'm just saying, and then the next three games.
Wouldn't you admit White, as bad as he was yesterday, don't you think he's been better than Zach?
I saw him last year. You know me. I haven't
been
a
Mike. Well, it was only the one bad. And again, I'm not saying he's your guy.
But
I'm just saying he had the one bad game last year where he threw the four picks.
Yeah,
These
last
three
games here told me this guy's not a starter. He's just
I would agree with that. Like, if he's your starter, you're looking for a quarterback.
Exactly.
I agree with you on that.
We'll talk about the Jets.
But I just think, they got to get a quarterback, and I'd be going after Derek.
No, I don't blame him. Derek Carr will be sought after.
They got a
kidding?
Lot. Yeah, the two New York teams should be looking at him. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We've talked about a few NFL quarterbacks, but we want to ask you about the GOAT, Tom Brady. Do you think that Tampa Bay? We asked you about the Packers. What about the Buccaneers? Are they a legitimate contender to reach the Super Bowl? Does Tom Brady still scare you? 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This is taking Rob back to...
Chris.
What, your wedding?
Wait, no, with my wedding, but I can remember being in my Aunt Fanny's barbecue in her backyard. Aunt Fanny, and a barbecue and all the older people dancing, Chris. And now, you're a young kid at a barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And they got a few drinks. I definitely remember that in the 70s.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, The Odd Couple, and we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Does Tom Brady still scare you in the playoffs? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Aaron in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's
up, man?
Hey, Chris. Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
You do that well. That's a good impression.
Oh, appreciate that. I just want to say sorry about your father, though, man. I know that must be unbelievably hard, but I look forward to the day when you can see him again in paradise.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Really do. Means a lot.
Absolutely. But, man, how funny would it be if after all of what happened earlier in the season, we get Brady and Rodgers in the NFC?
That would be incredible. That would be incredible.
And I got to admit, it would be a heck of a storyline. I mean, Rob, I don't know that
the two old dogs.
I know you don't like Brady, but.
But the two old dogs would wind up after all these young guns ran the league all year, right?
It would be great. And I also would say this. It would make you start to wonder. I hate to say it this way because we all love the NFL regular season. But, Rob, would it be like, man, I mean, what was the regular season kind of matter? If they're that bad in the regular season and they go ahead and win it, we've seen wild card teams win it. When Rodgers won it before, they were only 10-6. But that's a lot different than 9-8 or 8-9 even that Tampa Bay could be.
Right. It is kind of crazy. Let's go to Ty in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ty?
What up? Why are we talking about that Tom Brady's still good? Tom Brady should have listened to his ex-wife whenever she was telling him to retire. Tom Brady this year is trash. Tom Brady is a corpse of what he used to be. Tom Brady is not that Super Bowl winning quarterback that we have used to being seeing. He barely beat Carolina, and earlier in this year lost to Carolina, and we think this team's going to be good in the playoffs. They're going to get blown out by whoever they play, probably Dallas. Dallas is going to blow them out, and Tom Brady's going to end his career losing to Dallas, a team that he's never lost to before.
I don't know that'll be his career ender, but
he's playing next year.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas beat him. I'd be shocked if Dallas just mollywopped.
Yeah, but I don't think Tom Brady's retiring until he gets hurt. I think it'd have to be.
I think last year could be his last year.
This year?
I really think.
Or next year?
Next year. I'm sorry, next year. I think next year could be his last year.
How about Mark in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Mark, happy new year to you and your family.
Happy new year to you both, and thank you for that, Aaron. You made me chuckle. That was funny. Hey, Chris, real quick, welcome back. I heard about your father. And it made me think about something we were trying to tell Tom Brady a couple of weeks ago about going home to your kids, how important fathers are.
Then
when he read about your letter over the air about your father, it reminded me of a saying about fathers. We're providers and protectors, and we are a daughter's first love and a son's first hero. And I heard you talk about your father being your hero. That's what I heard in your letter. So I wanted to let you know that I thought that was real cool.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you're right. That's a great – I never heard it put that way, but you're right. Daughter's first love and
son's first hero.
Yep. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. I just thought it up in my knucklehead, I guess. You know?
That's the truth, bro.
real quick about Tom Brady. We talked about this at the beginning. I'm surprised he lasted this long. His offensive line is horrible. We said it at the beginning. They can't run the ball, and anybody gets near him, he just throws it at the feet so he doesn't get hit.
Oh, he doesn't want to get hit. He looks like a quarterback who doesn't want to get hit.
And he may have to play these defenses, either Philadelphia's, Dallas's, or San Francisco's, and they will eat him up.
I certainly think, and look, Dallas has a good defense and obviously a good pass rush. Yeah, San Francisco, I think, they destroyed him a few weeks ago.
Right.
And the same Eagles, Rob, they got the best pass. They got more sacks than any team. They're like fourth most ever.
Right.
And Dallas, if they, I just have lost faith in Dallas. I think they got a high ceiling, but they just a bunch of knuckleheads.
Let's squeeze another one in, Chris, here. Rob, in Reading, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'm assuming Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no, the better Reading.
Which California. One?
Redding, California.
Oh, Redding, California. I'm sorry. You know, I'm from New York originally. I think of Redding, Pennsylvania.
You guys got to come up here. Great fishing up here and just beautiful. Anyhow.
Can you catch fish sticks? I just want to know.
Oh, yeah. You can catch fish sticks. Definitely. Hey, so I'm pushing 50 years old, and yes, it was a fumble, Tom Brady. But, you know, in my profession, which I've been doing about as long as Tom has been playing football, at my age, I could do pretty much most of my work with my eyes closed. And, you know, with age comes experience, and that man has seen everything on the football field. So is he dangerous still? Absolutely. Probably like the highest football IQ of any person I've ever seen on the football field. Now, Gronkowski's not walking through the door. So that's the only thing I would say is that unless he's got that bullhorn, and Gronk's going to show up in the playoffs, I don't think he's eligible, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You can't count out the GOAT, you know. And this is coming from a Raiders fan, so.
I just – look, there are obviously a lot of people feel that way.
But there's so many other issues on that team other than Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah. I think if everything else were clicking, he certainly – he showed yesterday can throw it. When things are good for him, Rob, protection, the receivers, he can throw it, but – you know, it's a lot. Like you said, he needs a run game, too. He needs a run game to protect.
Going into the playoffs where defense knows you can't run the football.
He's going to throw it 50 times.
Right.
I mean, so, and the teams in the NFC with the defensive pass rushes that, you know, Dallas, San Francisco, Philadelphia. Yeah, I'd be shocked if they get out of the NFC. All right. We got Rod Woodson up next, but first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
The NFL game is just about to kick off. Buffalo at Cincinnati. Bills
have won.
What's
the weather like in Cincy?
Six in a row. Well, it's not snowing, if that's what you mean.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Cincinnati has won seven in a row. Buffalo has won six straight. Buffalo, which won at Kansas City head-to-head in October, has a chance to be the one seed in the AFC. In the NFC, Eagles could be the one seed, and they'll clinch that in the first round bye with a win on Sunday against the Giants. Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia quarterback, should play or, quote, be available after the sprained shoulder. If the Eagles lose this coming weekend, San Francisco could get the one seed there. The final Sunday night game will have Detroit at Green Bay. Each team is 8-8. Hall of Fame official Art McNally passed away at the age of 97. He was an NFL referee in the 1960s and supervisor of official until the 1990s. Penn State's going to win the Rose Bowl in rainy Pasadena. It's 35-21 for the Nittany Lions with under 30 seconds to go. They're taking a knee. It was 14 all at the half and then three unanswered touchdowns for Penn State in the second half, including an 87-yard touchdown run and an 88-yard touchdown pass. Also, Utah's star quarterback Cam Rising left with a knee injury in the third quarter. Earlier, Tulane won the Cotton Bowl over USC 46-45 on a touchdown pass in the final seconds. Wins for LSU and Mississippi State also. To the NBA, LeBron James has 30 points in 2.5 quarters. Lakers lead at the Hornets 76-58. And it's mid-third quarter at Philadelphia. Philly up on the Pelicans 68-64. 24 points for Joel Embiid. 24 points for Zion Williamson in that game. And the Bulls are ahead early third quarter at Cleveland 67-51. DeMar DeRozan with 20 points. And Purdue in college hoops is ranked number one, 13-0, and trailing at home with 11 minutes left against Rutgers, 45-40. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has his own theme music. Yes, we do have it tonight. Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, friend of the show, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, my brothers from another mother. How you guys doing?
We are great, man, and good to have you on, as always, of course. Now, there's a lot to get to, and let's start with the game that just started, the Bengals and the Bills. I am so excited about this game. How do you see this playing out?
You know, I always say this when I look at teams. If both teams played their best, who has the best overall talent on both sides, who can play at the highest level? I think Buffalo wins if they play their best on offense and defense, and Cincinnati does the same. Now, I can say this. Cincinnati's been playing really good football offensively lately. And so it's going to be a challenge for Buffalo going in there and winning in a hostile environment. But they know if they want a number one seed, they have to keep winning because Kansas City's right there.
Yeah, Rod, I agree with that assessment.
Yes. I pick Cincinnati. I know that they're due a loss. Like they've won, what, seven in a row?
Yep.
They've had some turnaround after an 0-2 start and a 2-4 start. But let me ask you, Rod, about the Green Bay Packers and their defense. It's turned around. Good. Chris and I thought the defense would be good this year, and it got off to a bad start. And now I think they got six interceptions. Am I right? They were really, really bad early on. And now the defense has come up big, a lot of takeaways and a lot of interceptions. What do you make of their defense?
I don't know what's a bigger story. Is that their defense is playing so good, or Minnesota's just – they just don't play good at times. It's like every time they play against a good team, they get – they get beat extremely bad.
Beat down.
Yes.
But to say, you know, it is refreshing to see Green Bay, because we all thought Green Bay defense was going to be good this year. And they have kind of switched, you know, kind of flipped the switch in the second half of the year and played so much better. And they just played lights out, you know, last night against Minnesota, which is kind of surprising. But then again, Minnesota, every time they play a good team, that team that's a good team just beats them extremely bad. So it's refreshing for, you know, Aaron Rodgers to see that he doesn't have to do all the work in the second half of this year. And also that, you know, Alexander, you know, called out Jefferson.
Yes.
And he lived up to it.
You like to see that?
I did, because, you know, listen, I'm not, you know, I personally wouldn't talk like that, right?
Right.
But my man toasted them the first game. I mean, he toasted them the first game. He had 185 yards, something like that, in the first game. So, you know, my man was like, hey, man, that's a fluke. That's not going to happen again, basically. And it didn't. So he lived up to what he was saying. So really what he was doing publicly, he was challenging himself and his whole defense to live up to it. And they did so.
And Rod, and look, Jefferson is tremendous, right?
He is.
But
absolutely.
I was a little bothered. I don't know. I thought if I'm in his shoes, I and Kirk Cousins would be chomping at the bit to get Jair. And I just I thought Jefferson kind of went out with a whimper. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know the play calling, right? And I don't know the reads, you know. I don't know how that offense was set up. Throughout the game plan itself, I would think you want to go to your best receiver.
Going to him, right?
Right. That's what I would think. You know, so I would, you know, think that you're going to try to duplicate something that was a positive the first time around, and making some plays. You know, now Alexander didn't match him in the first game, so you know what the thing I would say when you have when Kirk Cousins knows he has a player like Jefferson, the elite quarterbacks just have a rapport with him. I'm not saying they don't. Maybe they do. But you want to see that hit week in and week out. Now, this is a National Football League. The best teams in the world play. So every team can be beat. But you want to see your best players always perform at the highest level when they have to play. Just yesterday, Minnesota didn't do so.
Well. Rod, let me ask you, is this why you can't go to a team for another player or situation or general manager or coach? And I'm talking about Devontae Adams, the Raiders, and Derek Carr. Like, he hitched his wagon to Derek Carr. That was the reason he went there. It was his college quarterback, and they want to rekindle that magic, live in Las Vegas. And now Derek Carr's out the door. Probably will be released, right? It only cost him $5.6 million on the cap. And Devontae Adams is left holding the bag. Is this the scary part when you make those kind of moves?
It is. I mean, it's, you know, and I say this. I get it because, you know, everybody wants to blame Derek Carr. But you look at Derek Carr since he's been a starting quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, or excuse me, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
Now, is that their defense has not been that good. I think it's 31st or 30th or 32nd in scoring defense since he's been the starting quarterback. I mean, yardage, takeaways, all of that.
And if you look at his time frame of being a starting quarterback, his turnovers, he has the least amount of turnovers of all the quarterbacks that have played the last 9 years in the National Football League. So you can't always blame the quarterback when they're losing. You know, obviously, when they're throwing the football and he throws an interception, everybody wants to blame him. It could be a bad route. I don't really know. But I can say this. It's not all about Derek Carr. You have to blame the defense since he's been there. They have not been good. And listen, I was coaching there, right? And we had okay defense. We didn't play great at times. And Derek Carr bailed us out of a lot of games because they would score 35 points in a game. So can he win in the National Football League? I believe he can. I believe there will be some suitors for Derek Carr.
I think the two New York teams
Jets and Giants, I would jump at Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think there'll be some suitors for him. You know, unfortunately, you know, the Raiders are going to go in a different direction. They're going to probably try to get Jimmy G. That's who I think they would try to get.
You think, what about Brady?
Man, I hope Brady needs to
He ain't retired, man.
Brady needs to take that 10-year, 350 mil from Fox and go start talking football and quit letting his body get beat up. And then, but I really believe it's going to be Jimmy G, just for the fact that he's a New England guy, right? And I mean, so is Tom, right?
Right.
So either one of those guys is a logical choice, just for the fact that Josh McDaniels brought all the New England people in the front office,
right?
And that's who's running it. So it's a New England style, and that's what he wants. You know, he wants somebody that has an understanding of his system, and it's one of those guys.
How much of a threat in the NFC do you think Tampa Bay is?
I tell you what, Godwin's gotten healthy, right? Then you have, you got the running game is getting going. You have players that are back to true health. You know, Evans has always been there. The defense is still a solid defense, not of what it was, you know, a couple years ago, but they're still a solid football team and a solid defense. But everybody's getting healthy, and at the end of the day, you're still going to count on Tom Brady. If he needs one drive, he could play terrible throughout the whole game. And if he needs one drive with 2 minutes left in the game, you're going to put your money on Tom Brady.
So yeah, if they're close, you got to give them a shot. If they're close,
you got to give them a shot. So I still believe that they can get. Listen, once you get in the postseason, anything can happen. All you got to do is win two games. Your wild card team win two games, you're right there.
Quickly, Rod, I'd like to give Mike Tomlin some props. Like, the fact that he's got this team on the verge of making the playoffs, or at least in the hunt, it's amazing. I just think that dude maximizes his talent year after year. I think they need to bring in a little more offensive firepower for him.
This is what I think. I think he should have started Kenny Pickett.
Thank you. I'm with you. Like the quarterback, I think he botched the quarterback situation
because he put in Mitch Trubisky. Listen, Mitch Trubisky is who he is. The young quarterback took his lumps when he first came in, and that was going to happen. We knew that, so you should have let him take his lumps early in the year. And the way he's played, and the way he's matured in like that 7-8 week period has been really dramatic. And that's why they're on the verge. Their defense is playing a lot better. He is taking care of the football. Their running game is still on par. So yep. I like what Mike is. You know, I've always had much respect for Mike Tomlin. You know, and again, you know, he's put another good product on the field. And when everybody thought that, you know, they weren't even close to making the playoffs.
Right, right. All right, that's our man, Rod.
Happy New Year, Rod.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year's, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. To play or not to play in Philadelphia? That is the question. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Rob and Chris, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob,
hey, real, did you see that Nets Spurs score, Chris, yeah, halftime score?
I mean, the Spurs are horrible, but yeah, the Nets are. Nets look great. Rob, this is what you want, like a great team. This is what you want them to do to an all
to a bad team, right? Absolutely. Like, it's, like punch them in the face. We're not playing. You're not winning tonight. Let's just forget about it and go through and we do. It's 74-47 at the half in Brooklyn.
Yep. No, I agree that that is what they should do. And Rob, especially, they've won 11 straight. Like, this is what you want to see. They're not resting on their laurels.
No, not at all.
And even again, you Rob, it would be normal for a team that's won 11 straight that's playing a bad team, right?
At home. Take them lightly.
Absolutely. And they're coming out pounding. That's a good sign. That's a really good sign. I mean, obviously, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But that is a good sign for the Nets. And Rob, a lot of in early in this win streak, or even if you want to go to the last 15 out of 16 that they've won, it was just some bad and mediocre teams.
But you got to win
those.
Then
they beat Milwaukee.
Yep, yep.
Right, and they have beaten some good teams, and so they're as impressive as it gets right now in the league.
Kyrie, 9-for-10 from the field, Chris.
Well, he had a nasty tip dunk. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
Rebound and dunk. Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. He's having a great year. I hope he certainly – I haven't looked at all the names and, you know, counted the numbers and stuff, but he's playing like an all-star, and I hope, you know, people give him his just due as a basketball player.
Once he's on the court and he's playing, he's got to be considered. You can't hold anything else.
This is great because it's not just – obviously, he's had some major things like the anti-vax and the you know, Jewish
situation. Anti-Semitic, whatever.
Yeah, right, but it – Rob, when it wasn't those things or it wasn't an injury, it was just other mess. And even that doesn't seem – you know,
taking
whether
time
is
off.
He getting the late – yeah, time off –
Is he rubbing teammates the wrong way? Remember in Boston? Right now, there's none of that. No attitude issue. Nope. I heard him talking about Jacques Vaughn the other day, and I think it was after their last win. And he was like, he's our leader. He sets the tone. You know, like he was that. Think about that in contrast to we don't need a head coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, is it possible that he's just like a smart dude that says, look, if I want to get paid again, I need to, you know, do everything the right
way. Somebody
maybe
somebody got
goes
to him,
back
family,
to the
Chris, or somebody close to him just said, dude, you're so talented. Just play. Like, just play.
That's all he's got to do. If he, Rob, if he does this and there's nothing, because look, Rob, 99% of the players, 99 plus, there are no issues.
Right.
It's just basketball, right? Like, that's all you think about with that person. With Kyrie, it's always something else. Rob, if he, the rest of his career is just basketball, he's going to do some more great things. He's already
we already talked about it. He got left off the top 75 because of that, because of the other stuff.
Yeah, he did, Chris. And I agree. And like I said, it wasn't just the big issues. Obviously, the anti-Semitic thing hadn't even hit by that point. Mm-mm. But it's the other things too, Rob. Did he get along with guys? Were they better without him? Like the attitude. Right. He didn't want to, you know, kind of play second fiddle to LeBron. Like those things added up. Now he don't care if it's Durant that's getting most of the love. If Durant could be the MVP, Rob.
Yep.
Like he's definitely very much alive right now in the MVP race. And I don't think Kyrie cares. And he shouldn't. And so this would be, look, we talked about it with Mark Medina. Obviously, the next thing could be around the corner. But it really seems like they're in a good headspace, all of them, including Ben Simmons, Rob.
Yep. Nothing from Ben as well, Chris. Just nothing. Yep. Just they're all playing. And I think when you win, you know how it is. You just come in on focus every night. And each game you look at it and just say, hey, they got a chance to win. So there you go.
And Rob, let's face it. Their problems have been injuries or off the court stuff.
Right.
That's been it. The caller said earlier, people forget they were within a toenail of beating Milwaukee in 7.
That's the year Milwaukee won the championship.
Yep. And that wasn't even a fully healthy team. So if they're healthy and have no distractions, they can get it done. An hour left on the Odd Couple. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.